Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Spending another day talking about vision and talking about how you could have a vision that gets stopped or deterred from its completion. And today it's all about clarity. It's kind of like the mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear, where something is too clear, something's not clear enough, and something else is just right. You want to be in the just right zone with your vision. What happens when you have too much clarity? Well, you can be so specific that when you ask for something, let's say you're asking in a prayer. So many people do this. They say, I asked, I'm going to pray on this. I asked. And the very thing that they're going to pray on in that moment is the answer to what they asked for before. But they're so kind of, I want to say, arrogant about what they think the answer is to that prayer, that they miss the answer to the prayer over and over and over. If I'm asking for a better position, and I'm at work and I'm asking for a better position, two or three positions come by and I let them go because they're not the positions I think I asked for, but they would be a position that would take me where I wanted to be, but I don't know it yet. That's challenging because I'm not paying attention. The flip side is, and I've done that before, I've asked for something and I didn't realize it was being delivered. And I was in some level of turmoil, thinking that I made a wrong step or I did the wrong thing, when really what I asked for was in the process of being delivered and I was in a major transition that I didn't expect. Some people have such a general ask for what they want that they don't have a target that's tight enough for the universe to even bring anything in. So, for example, you could say, I want to feel peaceful. That's great. That's great. Now, what's measurable there? In what area of your life do you want to feel peaceful? What does it look like? How specific could you get? Because you might find that you're not making any movement on your ask or your vision because there's not enough information there to go towards. So if I want to be happier, and I'm really talking about my career, that I'm unhappy in my career, then the more detailed I can get through meditation and envisioning and thinking about what I want and feeling for what I want, the better, because then those hunches and those ideas can come back to me through the quantum field, through my prayer. So there's a challenge that you have with being able to navigate towards your vision if your clarity is either too loose or too tight. So here are some structures to follow. Be clear about what you want, but avoid getting bogged down in the specifics. Let life fill in the details. Keep your focus on the big picture, on what really matters to you, the feelings, the senses, the details that really matter to you, and be flexible. Stay open to new information that comes so that you can adapt your course as you go. This can be helpful because some fantastic component that can support in you succeeding can show up and you're open to it. And then, you know, take action. Take small steps on what you know is next. For me, it's calling a company that makes molds. And then I'll see where that takes me. My end game is I want to be able to freely experiment with decorating a form that I spent a lot of time on where the form is perfection. Now I want the opportunity to play in the completion of the form. So I'm creating that in my next step. I don't know how it's going to look fully, but my next step is to research and call companies that make molds. Okay? And then lastly, there's always a reflection element. You get to take time and reflect on how things are going, where they're going, adjust as you need to. So these are just some elements to support you when you have questions about how your vision should be, how you should be composing the vision, so that you have room to move, grow, and expand. And you also are shooting for something in something specific as you can shoot for. This creating vision is such a rewarding process. It can be confusing, it can be frustrating, satisfying, rewarding, but all in all, it takes you towards a meaningful life. It takes you towards a life worth living. So I'm just excited that you're on this journey for yourself, and how it can influence others is also magnificent. Have a beautiful day, sending you love.